Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSN.
Welcome, everybody.
And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
Welcome, everybody, to the midday show. Again, Lee filling in for Kevin this week, so I'll be hosting all of the Spectrums. Glad to have you guys here this afternoon listening in, and we'll also have this for recording later on through the week, and we'll get this also on our website at WCSM Radio. We have Grand Lake Health Systems. We have Lisa Arnett, Marketing and Community Outreach, as well as Dr. McNaughton and Nicole Diss from Community Outreach as well on behalf of Grand Lake Health Systems, and they're here to talk about the 20th anniversary of the Grand Health Challenge for 2026. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. So tell us about this, the whole challenge at itself, maybe started its, you know, why, how did it get started, and what makes 20 years so important?
Okay, so we've been around for a long time, so we've identified that there's some needs in our community to improve people's health. In general, obesity was one of the challenges that we've noted was something that was here. So we initially started out as just a weight loss challenge, and then it developed into so much more. It's no longer just a weight loss challenge. We've been doing this now for 20 years, so this is our 20th challenge, and we're working on improving the health of our communities. I consider it more of like a three-pronged approach, so I can talk a little bit more about that later, but since we started in 2006, we've had 7,000 participants. They've lost 55,000 pounds, and we're hoping to make this year even more exciting with 20-year celebration.
Well, that's awesome, and I think that's super important. I mean, just for the community itself as a region. And then what is the Grand Lake Health Challenge, and why is staying active and eating clean so important?
I'm going to let actually our outreach folks here, Nicole, dive into that a little bit. But like I was saying, I have a three-pronged approach. So I think that it has something to do with nutrition, fitness, so activity level, and then also your emotional well-being. And so I think if any of those three prongs breaks, you're probably going to fall down. Think of a stool with three legs. If one of those is not there, it breaks down. But I'll let Nicole kind of dive into a little bit more about why we think that these things are important with clean eating and staying active.
Yeah, so we find that these three prongs are so important because they are the reason why you're going to be able to change your lifestyle. You can't do one without the other. You need to be able to eat healthy, exercise, and have a good attitude about what you're doing so that you are able to lose the weight, but also keep this weight off. We end in 5 months. We don't want you to stop doing these things. We want this to be a continuous thing that you are doing throughout your life so that you are staying as healthy as you possibly can.
We also want to educate them not only on the three-prong approach, but we also in the past have taught the five P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance, and that is very important. You know, just always remember the five P's along with the three-prong approach is proper preparation prevents poor performance, and that can go for a lot of things in life that you're preparing, no matter if it's the Grand Health Challenge, schoolwork, work in general, and preparing for your family every day and preparing for the week.
I think all of that is definitely important. You don't want to start something and then get 5.5 months in and then get off of it. That doesn't do anybody any good. But in terms of, you know, people obviously know to eat healthy, but it can be a challenge to maybe eat healthy or, you know, how to come up with fitness plans. What are some features and things that will be a part of this year that will help, you know, help individuals with the challenge?
I mean, we really have to, I like to toot our own horn a little bit about this. We have this fantastic team that works on this every year. So it's not just Dr. McNaughton. It's not just Nicole. It's not just Lisa. We have dietitians on our team. So they're helping us with the nutritional aspect. We've got exercise physiologists on the team. So they're helping with the fitness portion of things. And then we also have local representatives from the YMCA and other local folks that are also helping out on this team that have a different perspective than what we can have just as Dr. McNaughton's perspective. So I can come up with ideas about what I can do that make me tick or make me work. But then Nicole is a lot younger than I am. And she has kind of different ideas about what make her healthy and help her stay on track. So some of the things that you'll have as a part of the Grand Health Challenge is that you'll have access to the fitness center, the Grand Lake Fitness Center, for some of the activities. You'll have access to the YMCA for some of the activities. You have access to the expertise of our dietitians that are on the team, which is amazing. And they'll be giving you tips and actually have one of our education sessions. So we can go into a little bit more about that and the schedule as we go along. But we do have sessions. How many do we have scheduled this year, y'all?
We have 3 different sessions scheduled this year. So we'll have our kickoff event, and we'll have LJ Jellison. He will be speaking at that. That's on January 20th. He's going to be talking about the ripple effect, so how a healthier you changes everything. And then we're going to be going into February, where we're doing Nutrition That Empowers with Jen Thompson, who's at Jen's Fit and Fresh. She's going to be giving some meal planning advice and just how to kind of stay on track with your nutrition. And then we're going to do an April Strength From Within with Dr. Schwederman and Katie Heikamp, who are at our Marion local office.
And then we'll have our grand finale in May, celebrating all the winners, for whether you're a team or an individual, or if you attended every meeting, we give a participation prize for those that, you know, that attended. A name will be drawn at the end. So the grand finale and the kickoff, as well as the Gen Fit, will all be held at the St. Mary's Theater, along with Dr. Jim Schwederman and Katie Heikamp speaking engagements. So we're graciously partnering with the St. Mary's Theater, just trying to make more room for more community members to participate.
Perfect. And what about the, I see, you know, just in some information that you guys have provided, what are some of the things that, I think there's a health screenings, A1C and is it lipid panel?
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you're doing to help contestants maybe understand where their health is now, so, you know, then they can make corrections and see those changes?
Yeah, Lee, you got that exactly right. So some people need to see numbers to know that they're making progress. And so a really valuable part of this year's challenge, we're offering a hemoglobin A1C, which is actually an average of your sugar over the last 3 months. So not to get in too deep with it, but your hemoglobin molecules that are in your system get glycosylated. And so that's what we're measuring, is how many of those have sugar on them. And so it kind of tells you what your average sugar over 3 months is. And we're going to allow folks that are a part of the challenge to have that done for free at the beginning, and then at the end of the challenge to see if they've moved that needle. The other thing that we're also checking is a lipid panel. So a lipid panel is a fancy way to talk about cholesterol. So it gives you all the different types of cholesterol, the good cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, and the triglycerides, as well as the total cholesterol. And again, we'll see at the beginning to the end if you've made any progress with those numbers. So it's not just our weight that we're looking at. We're looking at those identified risk factors as well, and seeing if that moves the needle. The other thing that I always think about with this, people think about with weight and obesity, they think a lot about cardiovascular changes, inflammatory changes, metabolic changes, diabetes risk, those sort of things. But the other thing that isn't talked about as much is obesity actually increases your risk for cancer as well. So there are 13 different cancers that are proven to be more prevalent in folks who are overweight or obese than those who aren't. So this is, like we were saying before, not just looking at weight only. We're trying to look at overall health, well-being, and hopefully we'll prevent some of these unfortunate consequences of the weight that you had on by just getting a little bit of it off with some of our helpful hints that we'll be able to give you during the challenge.
Even 10 to 15 pounds can be amazing.
Absolutely. 5 to 7% body weight loss can reverse prediabetes changes.
Wow. Okay. And so, when it comes to, you know, I think maybe even exercise, do some people overthink exercise when it comes to, you know, thinking they have to get into a gym to truly, you know, get the benefits of working out? Or is it really just that 30, 40 minute walk outside can be a first step of it?
The American Heart Association says you need to get 150 minutes of cardio a week. 150 minutes. So that's 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise. So that can be a fast walk, you know, 5 days a week, 30 minutes. So break it down into little pieces. It doesn't have to be at the gym, but if that's what keeps you motivated and keeps you going, go to the gym, get in there and find a buddy. So that's why the challenge is really cool. I find motivation when I have an exercise partner. If I don't have someone to drag me out of bed at 5:20 every morning, I might not do it. So if you are a person who needs that partner, that's great. But the way that we have the challenge set up, you can be a team all by yourself, or you can be a part of a team. A team of up to 5 participants. So if you're an individual and you exercise better on your own, go on your own. But if you need a team and you need that support network, maybe find your team.
Maybe we'll have to throw in the WCSM radio team.
We would love to have you.
Love to have you. For sure.
They're probably out there going, what is he signing us up for?
Absolutely. We've got the online Venmo and sign up right here. So if you want to go ahead and get that team together,
so
you guys
you mentioned some things about grand prizes and things. What are some of the things that winners receive? What does that look like? There's a grand prize opportunity I see with participants who attended all meetings and activities and complete all 3 weigh-ins will be entered to win an e-bike. Is that right?
Yeah. That's another big motivator for some people, cash and prizes.
Yes.
And so we've got those too. So I'll let Nicole throw out what the prizes are because she's the expert in that field.
So if you do all 3 weigh-ins and attend every single guest speaker that we have at the theater, you will be eligible to be put into the prize drawing for an e-bike. We also have our cash prizes. So we have our first place team as $1,000, our second place team $500, first place female is $400, first place male $400, second place female $200, and second place male $200. So that's either a team or your individual. You can get cash prizes, and then we will also have prizes if you attend the meeting. So just some fun attendance prizes that you can be put into the drawings if you're at all of our meetings. Not really a prize, I guess, but something that is really exciting that we're doing this year on our Facebook page is we're going to be adding in educational videos. So if you can't make it to the meetings, you will still have access to different videos from our dietitians and exercise physiologists, and hopefully some of our doctors, about just little tips and tidbits of nutrition, exercise, and general health. And you also may see us on Facebook with some tips.
The committee may be on those videos, just showing what we're doing as part of the committee and trying to keep people motivated.
Right. Absolutely.
Feeding them with information. You know, it's all about being engaged and keeping people engaged to keep them motivated.
I think when it comes down to any challenge, especially something that starts at the beginning of the new year, you get really gung-ho about it. I'm excited for this. And then 3-4 days in, maybe something happens. And then you get unmotivated and the weekend kicks in or something. So keeping people motivated and engaged is definitely an important factor.
Yep.
You mentioned you had some guest speakers, but I also see something here. There's advanced CSI classes at the YMCA South. Can you explain what the CSI classes are?
So we're doing March Madness is what we call it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So with that, we're partnering with the Wellness Center and the YMCAs. And Nicole will tell you a little bit about the classes that we're going to be offering for free for the participants of the Grand Health Challenge.
Yeah, so for our Grand Health Challenge, something that's really I guess, unique and what makes it enticing is that we do have fitness classes that are offered specifically to our Grand Health Challenge participants. So we give them a big list of different ways and different places that they can go and get that hour of exercise in every day, and they can go do it with a group. So at our wellness center, we have intermediate classes, yoga, stuff like that, that's taught by our exercise physiologist at the hospital. Those are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but then we also have walking opportunities on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So those are just open to the public. And then at the South YMCA, which is in Minster, we have these advanced CSI classes, which are cardio strength interval training classes. So those are a little bit more upbeat for people that like to do something a little bit more. And then the YMCA North is offering various classes, intermediate and advanced, for anyone who would like to participate. And those are just a more wide range of if you can do a little less or a little more, whatever you're feeling. And those are all offered in the month of March.
Very nice.
So we're tracking those. And then also in the packet, as Nicole alluded to, we have a lot of options, but we have indoor walking opportunities, whether it's at Walmart, the schools. We contact them all for the local indoor walking opportunities in the winter.
Yep.
And then obviously we partner with Heritage Park Trails for outdoor walking opportunities. So we'll have the January hike, February, March, and April spring hikes available that we track those attendance through the Heritage Park Trails. And then there's some other opportunities as well that with apps that people can track their fitness and also their eating through all these apps that we provide in the packet.
And in different apps, is it just apps that they can use on their phone or apps that the hospital has available, or?
No, it's not apps that we directly provide. It's just apps that we've identified and kind of vetted a little bit for them so that it's like they don't have to end up paying, you know, $600 and then drop out after a month and lose all that
and
cash.
And lose that. So.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So, and if you've not walked, like walking, I think is just walk with a doc is something that we started this year too. So it's actually a program that I started in the last year, and we do that the second Saturday of every month at 8:30 in the morning. It's a free opportunity to walk with a different topic about different medical issues by a different specialist every time. So someone who this current one that's coming up this coming weekend, or I guess it's a couple weekends from now, December the 13th, is about pain. And so we're going to have the nurse practitioner, Amber Ball, who works at the pain management clinic, come and talk about pain 5 to 10 minutes, and then you walk. And you have an hour to just walk. You can pick that doc's brain. You can pick that nurse practitioner or PA's brain, whoever's there leading the walk, about their topic or any other topic. I try to go to every single one. And so I'm there to just give free medical advice and just get together in community and walk with people. So that's amazing. So the weather got a little sketch, so we just never know in December. So we've moved that indoors. And so we are currently, that'll be indoors for this part of the year. And so that is at the Grand Lake Wellness Center that we had talked about. And if you've never walked in there before, it is the coolest place to walk because there are these humongous windows that bring in this afternoon sunlight that like warms you up and makes you feel like you're not in the middle of a frigid winter any longer. The treadmills in there, by looking out those windows and just seeing the sunlight, even if it's dreary outside, at least you're inside and it's warm and they've got the music going. It's a pretty awesome place to work out. So if you've not checked it out before, it's another alternative kind of place to go get a workout in.
And in what place was that?
That's the Grand Lake Wellness Center. And okay. So that's actually the hospital's wellness center and fitness center. And it's attached to the VanCrest nursing home in St. Mary's. So if you didn't know where that was, it's also where we do a lot of our physical therapy, and those kind of therapies happen in that building as well.
I personally did not know that was there. So that's very cool.
Check it out. Affordable option for workouts. And like we said, those exercise physiologists are like there showing you how to use the machine so you don't hurt yourself. You know, like the first day out, you pull the hammy on the machine because you don't know how to use it.
That was going to be another question. Is I think sometimes exercise gets confusing to some people because they're afraid to injure themselves. Mm-hmm. Like walking into any sort of gym, and seeing equipment that maybe you haven't used in 20, 30, 35 years can be intimidating.
Yeah, precisely. That was exactly.
Even when you're younger.
Yeah.
Even when you're younger. Right? Every time I get something, you know, I'm like, you know, I should probably get back to the gym. And I get to the gym and I overdo something. I'm like, dang it.
Yeah.
Whoops. What are, as we kind of wrap things up here for you ladies this afternoon, thank you again for coming in. But I want to make sure people understand the guidelines and any rules. What do people need to know about that is no obligation? Like, you got to make sure you do
so
X, Y, Z.
The things that you have to do is, number one, you have to register. So you got to sign up. So first you have to enter. So you have to enter to win. You know, so sign up. And so entry deadline is January the 5th. Actually, you can reach out directly to Nicole. You can go to the hospital website. So tell me the website, guys. Do we need to?
Grand Lake Health.
Yeah, grandlakehealth.org. There's Venmo. You can pay your $10 entry fee. You can pay $15 if you want the t-shirt. So $5 for a t-shirt. So where else can you get a t-shirt for $5? You know, you need a Christmas gift for someone? No, I'm just kidding. So first, you just have to sign up. So get your participants' names, get your teams together, and sign up. Next, you have to be there for all three weigh-ins. So they're in person. You go. You weigh in. Those weigh-ins, there's multiple locations there. You can sign up for that. So you have to be there for all three weigh-ins. And pretty much, those are the only rules.
And if you have any questions, obviously contact your provider to make sure that you're cleared to do so if you have any concerns.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Good advice there. Yeah. Reach out to your doctor before you participate. It's never a bad thing.
And if you're on a team and someone on your team, you know, they dive out and they fail miserably and they don't go for their weigh-in, it doesn't disqualify you completely from winning. It will disqualify your team, but you as an individual, you can continue to compete as an individual then. And so we would move you into the individual category. So,
and then winners are determined by percentage of weight lost.
Absolutely.
Not based off pounds.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So, and that will be tracked, and that's part of those weigh-ins. And so that will be tracked, and you will know where you're at throughout the challenge. We're going to keep you up on where you are so you know if you're doing well or if you're not doing so well. Speaking from experience, I was a little bit closer to the bottom of the pack last year, and so I needed to kick it into a little higher gear for a while there, but we got things moving along.
You know, these challenges are always fun. I've been a part of a couple various different organizations where at the beginning of the year, either the company does an internal one or, you know, we join some outside program. I just think in general, this is just great for the community, great for the region. And how are our numbers looking good so far? Or is this kind of the first announcement of getting it kicked off?
This is basically the first announcements of getting it kicked off.
Gotcha.
We did send it to our media outlets.
Yeah.
Nicole sent that out a little over a week ago, and we're sending it out to all the employers. We have about a database of like 300 employers we're sending it to, trying to get teams within the employers as well. And we have other outlets that we're going to be doing through social media. We have two Facebook pages, the hospital Facebook page, as well as the Grand Health Challenge Facebook page as well.
Find it on. So that it has its own Facebook page as well?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
And that's the Grand Health
Challenge.
The Grand Lake Health Challenge on Facebook. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I guess since everybody now has heard about it, if anyone wants to try and take me on,
yes,
sign up with me.
Get
and we'll see how this goes. I'm excited for it. I'm definitely going to do it. I have to do it. I can't sit here and talk about this and then not do it.
You need to.
So
you're in.
We're excited.
Wait until you see. It's our 20th, because it's our 20th year. We're going to like have a little theme of 20.
Yes.
So you'll be seeing a lot of 20s during the challenge. So
giving out $20 bills.
Maybe 20 exercises. 20 food tips.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Stuff to keep you motivated.
Well, Lisa, Nicole, Doctor, thank you for coming in. Any other last words that you want the community to know about it?
Please sign up at grandlakehealth.org and click on the link, or you could go to the Grand Lake Health Challenge page itself on Facebook and click the link there, and you will take you right to the QR code that you can sign up.
Perfect. Hey, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many